What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, actor, director, my man, Danny A. Welcome back, buddy. How are you?
How you doing, buddy? Good to see you.
I got to book interviews with you to catch up because you're globetrotting and you treat me like the neighbor's kid not calling me back.
Yeah, right. Don't even start. I called you yesterday. Nothing. Nothing.
I was shooting and it was getting into the late nights. I know you know all about that. That's one of the things about social media that's actually good. If people don't believe you're busy, they could just follow you. That's how I'm always posting stuff. So they can see that I was shooting late in the night. And I see your little face when you see my stories and all that. I'm like, okay, he knows.
I know.
You know.
I know what you're up to.
Speaking of shooting, congratulations on the new movie. I Love Us is the title. It's a romantic drama. I happen to see it. I think it's some of your best work. What's this one about for those not familiar?
Thank you for saying that. This movie, you know, my favorite movie is, everyone always asks me what my favorite movie is. It's The Family Man. I know it's not traditional. It's
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage's Family Man. So watching that movie did something to me, just touched me in some place where you see a guy that has everything, who he thinks he has everything, and then this family situation happens and his whole life changes, but it's for the good. And I always thought of myself as someone that's trying to get, you know, do everything right and think that I'm doing everything right, but not realizing that maybe I'm, you know, I don't see the whole picture. And I felt if it touched me, it might touch other people. So I tried to find a story that would be similar. And that's how we came up with this. It's a guy that gets caught up and, you know, falls in love with this girl, and then he gets caught up in the situation and he tries to figure out and realizes that this is what life's really all about and what it is.
And sometimes life catches up with you even though you're trying to move on. Definitely another side we haven't seen from you. Who else are we going to see in the cast?
Well, your beautiful wife, Courtney, who is amazing in it. She comes to take the kids and I'm not going to let it.
That's right. She did a good job, though, really, right? Aside from being married to me, she did do a really good job. She was a social worker.
She worked for the child services. Yeah.
The child services. I said, honey, you were nailing that.
No, she was great. You know, knowing her on a personal level and being friends with you guys, I saw that she would be great at it. And I was hoping that she would say yes. And she did. And she did a great job. We have a great cast. Katie Cassidy plays my wife. We have these two amazing girls, Harlow Jane and Jasper Polish, who are just incredible actresses, incredible people. I always have to get my boy Robert Davi in there. I got Greg Finley back in there, James Medeo.
James is great too.
Yeah, just, you know, Jackie Cruz. A lot of great people, great friends, and a really solid.
We've had a lot of those people on the show right there. Nice. It's a really cool cast and nice people, too. Danny, you've been busy, man, for it being a pandemic year between I Love Us and Lansky. And I know you got another project in the work. Can you talk about it right now? Or?
Yeah, sure. So this movie that I'm going to hopefully start shooting October 25th is called The Gemini Lounge. The Gemini Lounge was a bar in Brooklyn on Flatlands that the most prolific killer in the history of the mob, Roy DeMeo, owned. And they say he was responsible for 200 murders.
Oh.
And they would they would chop people up in the bar, in the bathtub, and cut them up. And it was, so we're telling the story of Roy DeMeo and his crew through the bar.
What era?
This is late 70s.
Oh, great. Fun era. Yeah. Oh, that's great, man.
Yeah, he was a made guy in the Gambino family.
Yeah.
Castellano and Gotti and those guys. It's a great story. There's, you know, so many biographies and stories about him that I've been watching for years. And after doing Mob Town, and that was probably my biggest success up to date, I figured I want to tap back into that world.
Yeah, and who are you playing?
I think I'm going to play Bobby, the undercover cop that infiltrates this crew. And it's told through his eyes.
Got it.
So we're excited about this.
Nice.
So we're just starting to cast. I'm hoping I can get you in there, but I know how busy you are.
Hey, since you're a man of the law, I think, if you need a partner or something, right there. You know what I mean? You know
maybe
what I mean? Little undercover action right there. I like that. All right, we're going to talk later about that, but congratulations, pal. Where are you shooting that at?
LA. I'm gonna do it in LA.
Oh, so you're doing LA? Okay, nice. Even better.
We finally got green lit, so we're going.
Good.
We started pre-production yesterday. We're very excited.
Good, good. I don't need you leaving town and interrupting our dinner schedule. All right. Before I let you go, though, Danny, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Go ahead.
What TV show are you watching that you currently recommend?
Honestly, I haven't watched TV in so long.
I know. But I'm trying to get you to break
Saved by the Bell, but Saved by the Bell.
Hey, you know, the new one on Peacock. Thank you. Quality taste there. What was your very first concert?
Oof. It takes two to get things built.
Rob Bass.
That was the first one. I was 14 years old. It was at the Bay Club in Brooklyn.
Really? That's great. Yes or no to pumpkin spice?
No.
All right. Go-to cocktail.
I'm a wine guy.
I know. You're vino. You're all about the vino now. Yeah, yeah, I'm not mad at that.
I can have a beer, you know, but I'm not a big drinker, so...
And last one, who needs a biopic next? Whose would you like to see?
That I would make or just in general?
Well, both.
I say Mario Lopez.
That story is not finished being written yet, though.
It's the only way to get him in your movie.
That's true. We can do.
I could be in that movie for sure.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, honestly, there's so many people that need one. I would say a great one would be about Martin Scorsese.
That would be a great one. No, there hasn't. I love it. All right. That's something to work on later. Meanwhile, we're going to check out I Love Us, which is hitting theaters on the 17th. Danny A., thank you for checking in, brother.
My man, call me back.
On with Mario Lopez.